Wow. Hi, clipping. There we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Steve and D podcast. It is Saturday, August 10th, 2019, and you are listening to episode 19. And in today's podcast, we are going to play a really nice, fun game called Awesome Homer. It's an old title from Jim Kitchen, but it's one that, like, people have been saying that whenever I play these older games, it gets them back into them. And this is definitely one I think that deserves more attention because it's great. It does have its issues, but overall it's a kick-ass game. I'm not even gonna lie. Oh. There we go. Just checking some stuff as I always do during this part of the stream. So, I have my tweets scheduled. I actually started using Buffer because it was recommended to me by Smoke of BSG, and so I don't ever have to tweet these things. It's really nice. So, that does bring me to this. If you want to chat in today's stream, go ahead and either use... You probably hear my Twitter loading up. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you can use either the Steven D Podcast Twitter or the Skype group. Again, I haven't really been loading Discord because nobody's used it. I guess it's not the most accessible. Alright. Log out of that. Let the group know we're live. Boom. And, loading my stream page up. Hell yeah, welcome to everyone who's tuned in. Nice. I actually almost forgot to get Coke for this stream. I literally realized at midnight last night that I didn't have any Coke, and I had already ordered all my groceries, but luckily, you could thank Sam. He helped me out there getting a 24-pack of Coke, so no worries. Alright, and as usual, just let me know if there are any audio issues. I've done testing of the stream, as I always do, to make sure that levels are appropriate, but you never know, things happen, and they're not always good. We already have people chatting. Hi, Mason. Alright, I'm gonna load up the game. And I actually have played through this multiple times, so although there might be parts that I don't remember exactly how to do them, I pretty much remember what's in store for all the levels. Alright.
Awesome Homer, attempt pitching.
You big dumb falling ape!
Awesome Homer, version 4, by Jim Kitchen. Select. Exit game.
Now, one thing that I have to mention is that this does use TTS, so...
Select a level to play. Start game.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother switching to eSpeak, because the only thing I really don't like about this TTS voice is that it's slow, and that shouldn't affect us too much here. Now, one thing I will mention about Awesome Homer on Windows 10... anyway, is that it has this weird bug where when you die or end a level or whatever, it won't continue execution. You have to close it out and reopen it. And it's kind of annoying. I tried looking for a fix for this, but nobody seemed to know. And in total, this game has 7 levels. All of them are very different from one another. And when you finish the game, as I have, you can play a level that you want whenever you want.
Select a level to play. Start game.
Now, let's go. The first level is going to be a side-scrolling level where we jump over barrels, duck to avoid birds, and yeah, we gotta get all the way across it.
You big dumb bawling ape!
Huh?
Here we go.
Huh?
Oh god.
Huh?
Those are coming fast.
Whoa!
And this game is actually quite strange. You use the down arrow to jump and up arrow to duck. Okay, and what that is the chainsaw. You have to duck down to pick it up and then walk over it. And what it's doing now is it's cutting down all of the barrels instead of me having to jump over them. And it does cut off quite abruptly, so you gotta be ready. Whoa. Oh, man.
You jumped 17 barrels.
Oh, dude, that sucks. I was almost done with that. Oh, man. Let's see.
Awesome Homer, version 4, by Jim Kitchen. Select. Exit game. Select a level. Start game.
Man, that sucked.
Pausing game.
Oh yeah, you could pause it. I'm gonna pause it and check messages. Oh, somebody said they forgot what happened if you run to the right. Let's demo that.
Resuming game.
I'm running to the right instead of the left, just going and going.
Go!
On level 1, you were knocked out by a bad fall into a pit.
Oh.
Your score on level 1 was 411 points, which is less than the record by 1,013,003 points. The record is 1,013,414 points. By Ann Stevo. On May 17, 2019. Okay. Select. Start game.
Yeah, so that's what happens if you run to the right on level 1 in this game. Don't do it, because you're not going to reach the end. You're going to die in the first 30 seconds.
Read log file.
Oops.
Delete read log file. Start game.
Okay. I'm the greatest. Hey. There we go. Got that. Now time for you guys to die. Oop.
Huh.
Had to regroup for a second. There's another bird coming. This requires a lot of concentration. Oh my god, my heart's racing. Go away, you stupid tiny little thing. Yep, now I'm the greatest. I'm unstoppable. Whoa!
You jumped 35 barrels.
No! No. That's wrong. That's just wrong. I will beat this fucking level. I don't know. There's only three birds and two chainsaws, so I was really close to the end. All that was left was a couple of barrels. In fact, I remember that one time I completed this, I only jumped 38 of them. So, I was really freaking close to the end. I don't know, you guys.
Awesome Homer, version 4, by Jim
now,
Kitchen.
If that whole thing with...
Select. Exit game.
Windows 10.
Select a level to play.
I'm not even sure if it's a Windows 10
Start
issue.
Game.
But if that wasn't a thing, it'd be a lot better. Okay. I'm so bad at games on stream. I don't know why. But it's just always... Whoa. Bird 1. It's just always been a thing. Like, you remember the... constant motion stream. Mine. Just the up arrow to duck and get that. Now I'm just running along, getting barrels down. It always makes me nervous when they spawn in clumps. Back. Second bird should be coming. Whoa! I finished it. Okay, and in this. Thank you.
You big dumb bawling ape!
Level one is over. Now, in this level...
Pausing game.
Okay, there we go. So what you have to do in this level is now... So the whole premise of this game, as you probably already know, is that Homer Simpson is on a mission to rescue Marge, his wife, because she has been abducted by an ape, and he's having to chase this ape all across these levels and in order to get to her. And in level 7, if you complete the game, you meet up with the ape and you get Marge back. So what this part is that the ape has gotten a helicopter and flown away, and you have to get on helicopters as well. Only you don't really get a safe flight. You have to jump from one to the other, and this can be really frustrating. What you do is you listen to where your footsteps are and you jump up onto the helicopter. You have to time it so that the helicopter is aligned with where you hear yourself, and then you'll be on that and you'll hear the next helicopter and do that. And there are 7 helicopters in total. So I'm going to check messages. Oh, hi, Ty. Yep. This game. It's fun. Okay. Here we go. It is time.
Resuming game.
Here comes the helicopter. Gonna wait for it to get up in front of me. Now I hear myself walking. Okay. There's another one coming. Hear myself walking there. Okay. And this should be our last one. There's only 7. Oh, I guess not. I thought there were only 7. Oh well. Maybe there are 10. Yes, this should be the last one. Is it the last one? Is it? Yes, it is. So, you know that the last one is coming because it actually sounds like a real chopper unlike the other ones.
Pausing game.
Okay, so what we have to do for this is, and this is level 3, what you heard there were little monkeys, and they're going to be throwing projectiles at us, and you heard the cocking of a gun. We have a gun, and we're going to have to shoot the projectiles down before they hit us. So that is how you play this level, and if you get hit by one, you know, your history. So I'm going to check messages. Yeah. So it's funny. After my rocky start with level 1, I've been doing good so far. But in this level, you actually... This is another kind of timing one. Whenever you hear the chimpanzee or whatever that thing is, I don't know. Freaking weird noise. But whatever it is, whenever you hear it go... you have to turn towards it and then... keep turning and firing until you hit that projectile.
Resuming game.
Use the control key to fire. to the right. Right. You never run out of bullets. Get out. Hey. No. They just keep coming. Basically spawned right in front of me. Thank you for that. Guess what, guys? Now, we get to go skiing. Wow. Okay. So,
pausing,
let me explain
game.
This one. For those who've played CP, it's kind of like some of the mini games in there. In fact, it's a lot like that. So, what you do is you, so what that noise was in front of me was it was a tree, and you have to swerve around the trees and then ski down this mountain, and of course if you hit a tree you die. So in order to speed up your skis, you hit the down arrow and that will increase your rate of descent. This stream may not go as long as I thought it would, cause unless I start dying more often, because I thought I'd be having a horrible time of it.
Resuming game.
Whoa. How about no? Speed up. Oh. Oh.
On level 1, you jumped 29 barrels. You destroyed 17 barrels. You avoided three giant birds.
So, apparently this is more like the Doors game. I forgot that aspect.
There on goes level my phone. 4, you were knocked out by running into tree number 1. Your score on level 4 was 2 points. Your total score is now 440,922 points.
Oh my god!
Your total score is now 440,920 points.
Let's try that one more time. I'm pretty sure I can do much better than I just did. That was pathetic. No, okay, someone just asked, if you died, you have to start with, or from level 1. Actually, it doesn't seem like you do. You just hit resume saved game.
Resume saved game.
Let's go skiing! Right. So, what will tend to happen with this on Windows 10 is that whenever it does that weird bug, it also doesn't, like, you can Alt F4 and close the window, but then it'll just keep it as a background process. So you have to go in and end awesome.exe. Before you can open it and continue your playthrough. It's annoying. Alright. Go to the left of the tree that sounds like that. And then now you hear another one. Gotta go to the right. So yeah, it's just like that Slalom's Descent minigame in CP for those who have played it. So now we go to the left of that tree. Yeah, I remember this now. Go to the right of that tree. Left. Need for speed, you guys. Gotta get that speed up. Now I'm... Whoa. I'm just like narrowly avoiding these things. Again, I'm the greatest. Whoa. Hang on. There we go. Whoa. Hang on. Here we go. The one thing about this is that some of these levels can get somewhat repetitive. Whoa.
You see a sign with a button on it. The sign reads,
Root part. Okay. Okay. Enter.
Boom. You are now in a very small underground room. You read the sign from the backside, and it now reads, Trap door. You are standing in front of a massive door with four dials on it. Each dial can be set to any number from 1 to 6. Try number 1. Press the number that you wish to set the first dial to.
So this... Oh, this is a number guessing game. And... Yeah. I almost die on this more times than I do on the freaking... On the freaking level 1. Alright. So...
That was an invalid input.
Oop.
Press the numbers of your guess 1 through 6. Press 1. Press the number that you wish to set the second dial to.
So, you gotta type in a 4 combination.
2. Press the number that... 3.
3.
Press the... 4.
4.
Okay. Try number 1. 1. 2. 3. 4. Are these the numbers that you wish to...
Yes.
Let's see, you have 0 correct and 1 correct but in the wrong place.
Okay.
Try number 2.
Dang it.
Press the number that you wish to set the first dial to.
I guess I could try
1, 2, 3, 5. Okay. Try number 2. 1.
Yes.
Go!
Let's see, you have 0 correct and 2 correct but in the wrong place.
Okay, so we know
try
that there
three.
Is a 5
the
in the guess.
Press the number that you wish to set the first dial to.
So I'm going to do
2,
two
three,
4, 5.
Go! Let's see, you have 0 correct and 2 correct but in the wrong place.
Okay, so there's not
try
a
number
1.
Four. Press the number that you wish to set the 3, 4, 5, 1.
This is aggravating.
Okay. Try number 4.
Go!
Let's see, you have 1 correct.
Oh.
And 0 correct but in the wrong place. Try number 5.
Dang. Okay,
press
3,
the number
4,
that you wish to 5. Set the first
tile. So there's
tile
a 2
to.
And a 5, and the 5's in the third position. 6.
Press the
5, 2.
Okay. Try.
Go!
Let's see, you have 3 correct. And 0 correct, but it 5, 6, 5, 2.
Go!
Let's see, you have 2 correct.
Oh.
And 2 correct, but in the wrong place.
6.
Press the number that you wished. 5.
5.
Press the number that.
Wait.
That was an invalid input.
Dang.
Press
it.
The numbers
I wasted
of
it.
Your guess 1 through 6. 6. 2.
I know that's
okay.
Not right.
Try number 7. 6.
Because it's 5,
no!
2 at the end.
Let's see, you have.
Dang it.
3 correct. And 0 correct, but in the wrong place.
All right.
Try
so,
number 8. Press the number that you wish to set the first dial to. 6, 6, 5, 2. Okay.
I feel like I may have already tried.
Go!
Dang it!
Let's see, you have 3 correct. And 0 correct, but in the wrong place. Try number 9.
Okay.
Press the number that you wish to set the first dial to.
So 6 blank. 5, 2.
6, 2. 5, 2. Okay.
No!
No!
Let's see, you have 3 correct.
It was 6,
and
5, 5, 2 then.
0 correct, but in the wrong
no.
place. Try number 10.
Oh, wait, I get another try.
Press the number that you wish. 6, 5, 5, 2. Okay.
No! Yes!
Woohoo!
We got it, guys. So I guess you. You get like 10 tries to get that right. All right. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's do a pause.
Pausing game.
Check some messages.
Pausing moment, I can't get it.
Now, this is level 6, and you have to walk through a parking garage because in level 7 we'll be driving a car, and you have to find your car in this level. And it's supposed to be a maze with different passageways, and you have to figure which ones to go through. And luckily, I at least remember the first one. I should be able to get the second one as well. So let's start walking. And you use your... This is not a side scroller. You use your forward, backward key to move left and right, and then you use your arrow keys to turn towards a passage and go in.
Resuming game.
All right, so, and start walking. And you hear a passage on the left. We don't want to go into that one. Now, you hear a passage on the right. Don't want to go in that one. Some very interesting things can happen if you go in the wrong passages. Okay, here's the second passage on the left. Now we go forward. And this was a good turn to take, but if I didn't go in any of the passages here, something really annoying would happen to me. I'm gonna go ahead and demo that. So let's just go on our relaxing jaunt. You hear this music? It's just chill, just having a good time. You know, walking through the garage. Let's see. Is that my car? No. Dude, that's a Lexus. I might have to steal that. Whoa.
On level 4. You made it past all 30 trees and down to the bottom of the mountain. Your score on level 4 was 165,849 points. Your total score is now 606,769 points. Resume saved game.
Yeah, so what happened to me there is that I kind of got hit by a tripwire a little bit. I mean, I kind of stepped on it and got hit whatever it triggered. Who puts a tripwire in a parking garage?
Woohoo!
I don't get that. Who puts a tripwire in a parking garage? Alright, so let's restart level 6. And that's what happens if you don't turn into another passage. Alright, we're gonna go past that first passage on the right. Now we have the second passage on the left coming up for us. Turn in there. Now we have a passage on the left. Okay, wrong way. Wrong way.
On level 6, you were done in by falling into a deep mud hole. Your score on level 6 was 9,380 points. Your total score is now 797,000. Select. Resume saved game. Select. Select a level to play.
All
exit
right.
Game.
Resume.
Select resume saved game.
Okay, I may have gotten the passage wrong. Let's see. What I'm gonna do. Okay, pass that first one. Ooh. Me and directions don't work well together, so even if I get something right one time, and this is the real world too, the next time I try it, I'm gonna get lost somewhere. And it's gonna take several times before I get it completely right. Alright, so the second passage on the left is coming up, and I'm not actually gonna take it this time. We're gonna take the third passage on the left, so that's number 2 that we just passed. I think there's a third passage on the left. Yep. So there's another right passage. We don't want to take it. That'd be a very, very bad idea. Woo! Okay. Interesting. Hey. What is this? I think I took a wrong turn, you guys.
No!
No! Yeah, I think I took a wrong turn. Oh my god. Okay. Let's see if I can get back. No. No, I can't. You know what?
On level 6.
I'm gonna restart that.
You were done in by quitting. Your score on level 6
you were
was
done
two
in
points.
By quitting. Brought to you live, Steve D's horrible navigation skills.
Resume saved game.
Yeah, level 6 has always been one of my least favorites because of the navigation. Because it's literally finding the right passages to go. And the last times I've played this, I've been able to figure it out. So, let's go into the second passage on the left again, because apparently there's not a third left passage. Freaking whatever that was. It was like a dead end or something. Alright. So we take that left, and now let's try taking this first left. No. 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 I forgot. I'm sorry.
On level 6, you were done in by falling into a deep mud hole. Your score on level 6 was 9,361
points. I'm so horrible at this type of thing.
Awesome over by Tim Kitchen.
Awesome Homer, version 4, wow. By Jim Kitchen. Select a level, resume save.
Woohoo! Homer, I don't know why you sound so excited. You're supposed to be me right now, and I'm just confused. Because I cannot remember the right turn to take. I just know that you go in here.
Huh?
Ooh, you can still use the shift key to duck. I wonder if I can duck under the trap wire. That's what I'm gonna try to do. So, let's go into this first passage the second passage on the left. Here we go. And I'm just gonna keep walking forward. And trigger the trip wire. So, ignore that. And even though I can't use the up arrow to duck, I can still use shift. Okay, ignore that. Nope.
On level
thought
6.
I could duck it.
Select.
Duck
resume
you.
Save game.
Awesome, I'm kitchen.
Start new game. Resume saved game.
Duck you. Hey, I didn't have to close it this time.
Woohoo!
That's always nice. I love it when I don't have to close the game, go to task manager, and end it. This level is probably taking up as long as the first three levels combined. Okay, so now that I took that second left turn, I'm gonna try and take the first right, because the first left puts us in a mud puddle. Okay.
Go!
Hey. That. Oh, okay. Okay, that was right. Now, what we have here is a thing of what sounds like water that we have to jump over. So, yeah.
Ah!
Whoa. And of course, I did not jump over it.
On level 6, you were done in by falling into a raging river. Your score on level 6 was 173,786 points. Your total score is now 961,871 points.
If you read the readme,
which is less than the record by 51,000.
It will tell you.
Select a level to play. Resume saved game.
If you read that, part of the readme will tell you you're going through a parking garage. How is there a raging river in there? So let's try that again. And not fall in the raging river this time. So, first left turn, ignore. Wow. First right turn, ignore. Second left turn. Do not ignore. Now go forward. First left turn is a mud hole. Ignore it. First right turn. Do not ignore. Walk forward. See if we can jump over that river. Raging River. Hey!
Select.
I can't remember.
Resume saved game.
See, it's the navigation level, and this is like
read instructions.
The one level that I'm really having trouble with. Every other one, I was just like, yeah, I know what you do, but not this one. Well, of course, except for the tree level, I kind of crashed into a tree, but you know. By the way, my face still hurts from that. So I have one more strategy, and I might try and avoid the river this way. So the last time I tried to duck the tripwire, I waited until it went off to do it. This time I'm gonna hold down the key before I get there and just stay ducked. We'll see if that works. So past the water hole, past the raging river. Hold down our key. Yes! Okay, that's what you do. You take that second left turn when you first start the level, and then you don't take any of the passages that one offers, and then after you pass the right side passage, you duck the barrel. Or you duck the... I think that's what it is. This guy's obsessed with barrels, so it probably is a barrel. So... Huh. Okay, let's jump over the fire. Hey, or jump in the fire.
On level 6.
I'm not very good at...
You were done in by walking into a fire pit.
Hey, I didn't walk in. I jumped in, you moron. There's a difference. All right.
Awesome Homer. Version 4, by Jim Kitchen. Select.
That was annoying.
Exit game. Select a level to play. Resume.
We're making progress.
Game.
We almost have it completely figured it out.
Woohoo!
Hey, at least this will be a decently long stream. Okay, so first left turn here. Again, because I keep dying in horrible ways. Man, this level is so frustrating. I think it might cause me to rage. Okay, so it took that second left turn. Here we go, let's have a passage. But, yeah, how about no? Ooh. Look at that! It's a tripwire! Well, okay, so...
On select.
Gonna take...
Resume
six
save game.
Steps. Maybe that's how it works. I took
Woo-hoo!
7 steps and fell in the freaking fire. So... I'm gonna take 6 steps and then try jumping over it. I hate games where you have to, like, walk forward constantly and jump over because it's so hard to tell when. Okay. You're going to figure this out. I'm not gonna freaking rage. I'm not going to. Oh, looks like we have a Skype message. So once you pass the tripwire, take six steps forward, and then jump forward. All right. I'm going to duck down because I can't remember if... there was anything important. Nope, that was it. Now we get a... now he's getting in his car, driving away with my wife. Come on, man.
You big dumb balling ape!
Pausing game.
Okay, so here's how that worked. I went, I started the level, walked forward. There was one passage on the left, I ignored it. One on the right, I ignored it. The second passage on the left, I turned into. And when I did that, I walked forward. There was another passage on the left, ignore it. Another one on the right, ignore it. And after you get to, after you pass the one on the right, hold down shift to duck. You will then walk over to a trip wire, and once that trip wire goes off, step forward six times and you will have started hearing a fire, and you'll be very close to that fire after your sixth step. And then you hit the control or the down arrow to jump and hold down up arrow and you will fly over the fire, and then you just walk forward and you get out the door. That was much easier than my directionally challenged mind made it seem. That was almost depressing. Oh, so what happened was, in my Skype message, it turns out that Sam slept until 2, and he just responded to something. Checking messages. And... all right. Let's play level 7, you guys. And the way this one works is we're in a car. You use the down arrow. You hold that down to speed up. That's like the gas pedal. And use left and right to move or to turn. And this music you're hearing right now, that's on either side of the road, and that signifies our turning limit, meaning we can't turn any further left or any further right than that. This has like top speed tile or style turning, so you just move left and right instead of turning. And what we have to do is we have to pass each of the cars. Each of the cars or pairs of cars we're given without that monkey running us off the road. Because if he does that, we end up going way back behind him. And we don't want to do that too many times because we actually could run out of fuel in this level. And that will basically mean we're dead. So this is the final level of the game, and it is pretty hard, but freaking not as hard as level 6.
Resuming game.
Alright, so I'm going fast, as fast as possible. And you gotta hold down this down arrow key, or you'll slow down. And you can hear the music on either side of me, letting me know that those are the sides of the road. Okay, where are you? Where are you, Homer? Or ape? I'm Homer. Duh. Okay, I think I might be starting to hear him. Ooh. I may have to restart this level, because I'm way back here. Wow, I'm far away from him. Okay, here he comes. Yep, that's definitely him. Now, this particular section has two cars we have to avoid, and they will try and run me off the road. So, I'm coming up on him. Just gonna stay right here, right in between them. Then I'm going to turn to the right, go all the way to the right. Yes! Passed him. And now we have another car, and this one tries even harder to run us off the road. So what I do with this is I turn left with this particular car. With the last one, it was just easy to wait for him to come up and then go all the way to the right if he turns slowly. But for this one, you actually have to evade it. Oh, and not like that. And so what I try and do is, when I get closer up behind him, I try to turn left and right really fast. Oh my god. Yes! Got him. So I waited for him to get right up in front of me and then hit that left arrow key, and I don't think he was expecting it, so he basically just... Yeah. Okay, now this car is annoying. He will drop things we can slip on. So I'm on the far left of the field. Okay. Whoa! Gotta be faster than that.
On level 6.
Ooh.
You made it through the underground caves to the parking garage.
Yep.
Your score on level 6 was 282,504 points.
What he is dropping
points.
For you to slip on,
your total
you're
score
dead.
Is now 1,070,589 points.
Oh, man.
On level 7.
On level 7 what? Oh, yeah. I have to freaking... I really hate that it hangs like that. Should stop hanging.
Awesome Homer, version
all right.
4.
Let's
by
try
Jim
that
Kitchen.
Again.
Select. Exit game. Select a level to play. Resume saved game.
You know what? I'm gonna let's see. Hey, just let me skip it. It doesn't let you skip the cutscene. Eh. Okay.
You big dumb balling!
Holding down arrow. Speeding up. Alright, so these are the guys that try and box you in with their two cars. But they're both very slow drivers. Whoops. Oh. Shit, shouldn't have done that. I was just like, where are those things? And then I slowed down, or I stopped to listen for them. And yeah, I shouldn't have done that because they got way ahead. Whoops. Okay, that's okay. Because now I'm catching up again. See, I really like this level. It's difficult, but it's also really cool. Alright. So, here we have car number one and his companion. Car number two is slightly to the left. Car number one's right in front. Coming up. Now go to the left of both of them. Alright. See, those won't necessarily as actively try to run you off the road as this one, but they will box you in if they get the chance, and they'll slowly drift towards you. This one is just annoying. He will try to freaking run you off the road. Hey! See? He is very smart. I hate him. Oh my god! Get away! Thank you! Yeah. Gotta be really... careful when avoiding that. Alright, so now I'm gonna wait for Mr. Oil Slicks to slide over here.
On level 7,
dang it.
You spun out into the jungle after hitting, which sets a new record, by 342,864. And S. Is and ST correct for the name of the new record?
Sure,
select.
Why not?
Resume saved game.
Ah, man. That freaking oil slick. Dropper. I'm not exactly sure what they are. I think it says what they are in the readme, but. And it probably just said it.
You big dumb ball.
When I was trying to read messages, but I wasn't paying attention. Alright. Yeah. This time I ain't stopping for nothing. I wonder why you don't ever get pulled over. We like going as fast as our cars could possibly move. Oh shit! No! My finger slipped! Damn it! I was trying to turn, and I shifted one hand, or one finger, and then hit the up arrow with my fingernail, and instead of slowly accelerating, it broke to zero. Dang it. So that's the braking key. Got it. Eh. They're on either side of the road, so it's like. Yeah. No thanks. Alright. Alright, dude who really wants to cut me off. Let's make things hard for you. Got him. Alright, now we have the one who makes me spin out by dropping things on the road. Gonna get pretty close to him. No! Dang it!
On level 7, you spun out into the jungle after hitting an oil slick. Your score on level 7 was 299,500.
There goes the rage, you guys.
Your total score is now 1,370,103 points.
Oh my god, man. Why? Why does that have to kill you?
Awesome.
I don't get it.
Version 4 by Jim Kitchen. Select a level to play.
Awesome number by Jim Kitchen.
Exit game.
Damn it, man.
Select a level to play. Resume save.
Let's try it again.
You big dumb balling.
Here we go. Wait. Oh, I'm so stupid. So you know what happened? Up arrow is actually the shift into gear key. Oh, oh my god, man. So you could apparently still rev it up, but you're just not in gear to hit up arrow. Okay, here we go. I don't mind you too much since you're frustrating, but you won't actually kill me. Outsmarted him again. This is the guy that always outsmarts me. Okay, and this, God, man, this thing's annoying. Hey! What?
On level 7,
oh, man.
You spun out into the jungle after a rotten bunch of bananas hit your windshield. Your score on level 7 was 398,516 points.
The first one drops things for me to slip on, and the second one... I will finish this game. I will finish this game. And then I'm going to punch a hole in something.
Awesome Homer, version 4, by Jim Kitchen. Select. Exit game. Select a level to play. Resume save.
Man. Well, now that I know that up arrow is the shift into gear key, I'm gonna use that.
Oh. You big dumb bally!
The little details, folks. Yeah, come here. Both of you, come here. Middle of the road. Ha! Got him. Get out of my way. Alright. Thank you. Alright, banana peels. Whatever your face is. Stupid guy that drops things on the road that make me spin out. Produce. I don't take it on my windshield. All right. This is the last car, I think. It should be. It sounds like it's idling, though. Why is that?
On level 7, you ran out of fuel.
Of course I did!
Your score on level 7 was 491,129 points. Your total score is now 1,561,718 points.
You have to do these things in a certain time.
A is as select. Start new game. Read log file.
I don't care what the
start
name
new
is.
Game. Resume save
new
game.
Record holder because... Let me check these messages. Okay, good. Oh my god, man. This is horrible. Why did I sign up to do this? Why?
You big dumb balling ape!
A barrel, down arrow, hold down that. Okay. So, you can't, like... get yourself put back too many times because you are on a time limit. Thank you. Alright, now I really, really can't do that here. Oh god. Okay, nice. I didn't hit that guy once. See him. I gotta slip on whatever this guy has here. Okay. Got past that guy. Got him. Hey. I can't be doing that. Now I'm getting nervous. I was doing so good.
Come on, Marge!
Yes!
I love you, Homer!
Alright, you two. Get a room. Get a room.
On level 7, you rescued Marge.
Oh.
Your score on level 7 was 495,724
yes.
points.
Yes, I did
your total
it.
Score is now 1,566,313 points.
Oh my god, all the freaking rage. All the freaking rage. That... that was terrible. But also pretty fun. But also terrible. Yeah. I think that was the first time I've raged like that in a long time on the stream. Everman says, I could say this is partially my fault because I was the first to suggest you play this. You know what? I'm going to blame it on you, too. Because I feel like... I feel like I made enough stupid decisions in that game that I'm not going to take responsibility for the stupid decision to play the game. How's that? No, but in all seriousness, aside from the annoying bug where it like doesn't close all the way or doesn't finish execution in Windows 10, that is a really fun game. And I enjoyed trying to figure it out. And I do know that probably seemed like I didn't really hadn't really played it that much, but I have actually completed it twice. It's just that some of the minor details that you forget are not so minor, you know what I'm saying? Like, that the up arrow is the... And the thing is, in both of those levels where I didn't know that the up arrow did what it did, I was still going because eventually I pressed it on accident, but yeah, I didn't actually figure it out. It was the actual gear key, so I was just revving up my engine in the parking lot going, I'm gonna catch these cars. That's blind people driving for you. Yeah, levels 6 and 7 were the most frustrating, but also pretty fun. You know, challenge is always good. It would be a lot more fun if you didn't have to use Task Manager to kill the process every other couple times. But, you know what? That's a minor bug, and it is doable. But if you want to play that game, you totally should. It's going to make you rage like it did me, but it's fun. I enjoyed that. Overall, I enjoyed this stream. Now, this will take a minute to upload the archive, because I am going to have to edit this, you know, like the parts where I pause to get up and shut the door, etc. Might edit out some of the longer pauses where I close the game, because it took about 15 seconds or whatever. I might do little edits like that, but of course, I will let you know when the archive is up. So, you know, if you want to, if you haven't already followed the Twitter, you can follow at Stephen D Podcast. And if you'd like to join the Skype group, or if you'd like to donate or catch a past episode or see the archive of this when it comes out, go to StephenD.net/podcast. That is the main page. I've done a lot of revamping to it, as in I gave everything its own little sub-page, meaning that now the landing page of the podcast is where you can listen to the stream, and everything else has its neat little subsection. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy that. Anyway, our next stream is going to be August 24th, and it will be the continuation of my BK3 playthrough. I didn't do that this time because more people than not said, nah, you should play something else this time. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, I didn't finish my Coke. Let me do that real quick. Got a quarter of the can left. There we go. Alrighty. Well, have a good time, you guys, and I will see you on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed my raging today. Have a good one.